learned the power of the new message. It is too great for this world, but it is meant for this world. The new message is here to direct humanity and to preserve human civilization. It is the answer to innumerable prayers, for the restoration of the individual, and to bring greater cooperation, strength and creativity to the human family at its time of greatest need and travail. It is so great that people cannot fathom it, though they may think they understand. And yet it is so simple that people can use it today, in every situation, with every person they meet, in every set of circumstances. The new message is to prepare humanity for living in a new world, and to prepare humanity to engage with life beyond this world. An engagement that is part of your destiny, your evolution. At this moment, humanity is unprepared for both of these great turning points, these great thresholds. It will require greater strength, greater discernment, and greater compassion from people everywhere.
Thank you.
the great waves of change coming to the world exceed what individuals and institutions can fully comprehend and address. Humanity has come to a great turning point. It cannot return to its former state. It cannot go backwards in history. It cannot simply reaffirm the divided and contentious beliefs of its religious traditions, which were all initiated by God. God's revelation must now come again, and has come again, and the messenger has been sent into the world, a humble man, a man without great social position, a man without great personal assertions and accomplishments, a man whose life has been preserved and directed for this purpose alone. People will argue, of course, unwilling or unable to reconsider their position and to open themselves to the new revelation. They think they understand God's will and purpose for the peoples of this world. They think they understand what revelation means and when it can occur. They think they understand. But who can understand this fully? Who has the wisdom and the breadth and the capacity to understand this fully? Surely this must exceed human comprehension. And surely there must be enough humility and honesty for people to realize if they cannot predict when and how the creator of all the universes will speak to this one tiny little planet. But human ignorance and arrogance unite into a dangerous combination. A combination that is vehement and oppressive. It is jaded and highly opinionated. It is polarized and will continue to divide the human family. A division that can only weaken you in the face of the great change that is coming to the world. The new message comes here in a pure form. And for the first time, you will be able to hear the voice of revelation. It was a voice like his to spoke to Moses and Jesus, the Buddha and Muhammad, and the other great teachers who have remained hidden throughout the course of human history. There is no time for error now. The risks are too great. Everything is being done with the new revelation to make it very clear. It provides its own commentary, its own teachings, for these cannot be left up to human interpretation only. The hour is late and humanity is unprepared to face a new and declining world, and to face the realities and the difficulties in emerging into a greater community of life in the universe. Thank you.
Listen to the futuristic sounds of crazy.